This is WPSU HD3 State College and WPSX HD3 in Kane and outreach service of Penn State. My name is Steve Van Hook, and I got one more hour left of the folk show this afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. We've got a special coming in about a half an hour. We'll have the local duo, the Tommy Roberts, come and play some live music for us. It's going to be great, so please stay tuned. You will not regret it. But this next set is going to be, at least the first few songs, are dedicated to Townes Van Zandt, whose birthday was earlier this week. We're first going to hear Old and in the Gray doing perhaps his most famous hit, though not performed by himself, but by Willie Nelson. And then I'll hear Townes himself doing Tecumseh Valley. And we'll end it off with Callanish, a local Celtic group, for St. Patrick's Day this week.
As hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy, his horse was fast as polished steel. His gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying word. Ah, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say I suppose. Cheap hotel.
desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. That's how the story ends, we're told. All you need, your prayers is true. Save you for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. Now he's growing old. All the federales say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away. Out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federales say we could have had him any day. We only let him go so long. Out of kindness, I suppose.
She gave was Caroline, the daughter of a miner, and her ways were free, and it seemed to me the sunshine walked beside her. Come from Spencer, across the hill. She said her pa had sent her, 'cause the coal was low, and soon the snow would turn the skies to winter. Said she'd come to look for work. She was not seeking favors, and for a dime a day and a place to stay, she'd turn those hands to labor. Times were hard, Lord, and the jobs were few. All through Tecumseh Valley, but she asked around, and a job she found, tending bar for Gypsy Sally. Saved enough to get back home when spring replaced the winter, but her dreams were denied. Her pa had died. The word come down from Spencer. Turned to whoring out on the streets with all the lust inside her, and it was many a man returned again to lay himself beside her. found her down beneath the stairs that led to Gypsy Sally's. And in her hand when she died was a note that cried, "Fare thee well, Tecumseh Valley." Name she gave was Caroline, the daughter of a miner, and her ways were free, and it seemed to me the sunshine.
Red is the Rose by Callanish, and they'll be playing several gigs in the area this week for St. Patrick's Day. So find out all of those dates and locations. Go to WPSU.org and look at the community calendar. Before that was Towns Van Zandt doing Tecumseh Valley, and we started off with Olden and the Gray doing Poncho and Lefty, two songs to celebrate Towns Van Zandt's birthday this past week. The Collins family plays traditional and modern Irish music, setting just the proper mood for St. Patrick's Day. Dan Collins' Father's Pint will perform at Big Spring Spirits in Bellefont on Thursday, March 17, starting at 7 p.m. For more information about this and other live folk music events, visit WPSU.org/folk. Well, the Tommy Roberts are in the studio getting set up. They'll be performing live for you in about 15 minutes after this next set. We're going to start off with Ben Bedford, who just completed a successful Kickstarter campaign for a new album. And we had him here in the studio a few months ago and playing tracks from that. And they were definitely good tracks. Really good album it's going to be. We're going to hear from his most recent album, What We Lost.
Well, I'm going back to find something that I left behind. And this fading photograph, folded one too many times, we didn't know that we were poor, running, laughing out the door. I hear the corn was 8 feet high in the fall of 44. And if I see you in the summer, this whole damn thing is done. Maybe we will not remember what we lost and what we won. We were smiling like we felt, and no tongue could ever tell. And you smoked that cigarette like the world could go to hell. An army issue green, in the damp Midwestern heat, in the midday light of June. Busting at the seams. If I see you in the summer, this whole damn thing is done. Maybe we will not remember what we lost and what we won. That I could say what I can never say. My brother and my friend, young to fade away. And if I see you in the summer, this whole damn thing is done. Maybe we will not remember what we lost and what we won. I'm going back to find something that I left behind. This fading photograph, folded one too many times.
I'll wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops high above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, where you'll find me.
That was Cheryl Brandt with Over the Rainbow. Before that was Solas with Lucy Lockett, The Quiet Pint, and The Sleepy Sailor. And we started off with Ben Bedford doing What We Lost. And he'll be here in the WPSU listening area on Saturday, May 7, as part of the Tall Trees with fellow singer-songwriter Tim Grimm. Thanks for listening to the Folk Show here on WPSU HD3. My name is Steve Van Hook, and I'm excited to have a local duo, just wonderful pair of musicians, the Tommy Roberts, here in the studios. Hey, guys.
How's it going?
How you doing, Steve?
All right, so we have Brian Cleary and Nate Kutschel here, and they're going to take us up till 5 o'clock with their music. So what are you going to start us off with?
We're going to start on a new tune of ours called Money's Worth.
All right.
I bought you diamonds and I bought you gold. I took you out to eat, I took you to the show. Love ain't a thing that money can buy. You took my hand and I rolled the dice, gambled my heart away in a given night. But I'm never gonna take it back. I bought your running shoes, but you weren't impressed. So I bought you a car with a GPS. I bought you the things to keep you coming back. I was working hard while you was running around. I was trying to save what became of my bank account. Gonna give it back. I got a proof for a loan for a love affair. I spent it all, got nothing to spare. Ain't got nothing left after love. You, not a single dollar, but I got my money's worth. I got my money's worth. I got my money's worth from you. Thank you.
Now I'm a frugal man, I'm saving half my pay for a steady loving woman in a wedding day. And a big old ranch where we can watch our children play. I'll buy a pickup truck that I can fix myself and teach my son to take care of his well. But I still won't take it back. I got a proof for a loan for a love affair. I spend it all. Now I can't even afford a prayer. Ain't got nothing left after loving you, not a single dollar, but I got my money's worth. I got my money's worth. I got my money's worth from you.
Yeah. Now that song is not on your album, right? Is that a new one?
That's a new tune.
Yes, it is. It is on the upcoming album.
Upcoming album. Because you have a self-titled album, the Tommy Roberts from 2014, recorded near here in Lamont, Pennsylvania. But you're coming out with a new one?
Yep. We're working in Lamont again, but this time we're working with Dan Collins.
Any sense when that might be out?
Slowly but surely, we're working on it, and we want to make sure we get everything right. So we're planning on 2016, just not exactly sure when.
But okay.
It'll come out when it comes out.
All right, what was
good
that
about it.
What was that song called?
That was called Money's Worth.
Money's Worth. Great.
And one thing about the first album was just Nate and I, and it was kind of, I had some tunes, Nate had some tunes, and then we had a couple that we came together and collaborated, and all the tunes together we came together and kind of, it was like the unity of our music, our individual music. And this time around, we turned it around a little bit. We added a rhythm section. The fellas that play with us live, it's Chuck Hegel out of Philly and John Macko out of Jersey. And we play together when we can. We have some stuff in Jersey coming up next week. Somerville, New Jersey, and we're just going to keep grinding away, getting these songs tight, and keep making stuff happen in the studio.
Excellent. Can we hear another song from that upcoming album?
Sure. We'll play one about my hometown of Philadelphia. Probably tune it first.
Next to a lunch truck,
It's got cigarettes and ice cream in my old neighborhood. Everybody gotta find a way to eat. Policeman been talking to a sleeping man. Last night he spent his last dime on a 6 mile liquor cans in my old neighborhood. Everybody gotta find a place to sleep. Showed me living now. My city, here's my song. Under the stone bridge, that's where we brought our guitars. Yeah, we thought we were the cool kids when we hung around the corner bars in our old neighborhood. Everybody gotta find a place to drink. You dust the cobwebs off that old leather yearbook. It brings you back when your boys had a quiller in our old neighborhood. Everybody gotta find some time to think. The years with their life down to them old cobblestones that built this city tall before the steel men came along. Still our blood flows down that asphalt river, bold and strong. My city showed me living now. My city is my song.
What's the name of that tune?
It's actually untitled. We've been playing for like maybe a year and a half now. We still don't have a title for it. So, Steve, if you have any suggestions, we'll gladly take them.
Well, I sketched down it. So I have to have a track list for the station. So I wrote down a draft title of In My Old Neighborhood, but there are a lot of good lines in there you could use.
Hey, so, man,
that's a pretty good idea. We'll give you credit for it if we use it.
But, hey, we appreciate that, man. We want to thank all the people out there that have helped us with certain things, all our good friends in the State College community, friends and family. And if anybody knows us well, they know we're a couple of goofballs. And if anything, that little tuning hiccup right before that last song kind of shows you what this band's all about. We like to do things on the fly and just have fun with it, you know.
Well, certainly when I've seen you live, the enthusiasm, energy, and just the fun that you two seem to have on stage really, really shows. Now, you mentioned before the songwriting involved in the first album. It seemed to me that you're saying that one of you wrote, like, each wrote some of the songs. Did you collaborate on them, and are you collaborating now?
I mean, it was 100% collaboration for the album, but I think most of the tunes, probably 70% of them.
Usually, like, somebody had the song pretty much done, and then the other person would kind of put, like, their trademark on it, you know, whether it was I had a song, and then Brian would come in and put a signature guitar part on it, or there was usually something missing, something could be added, but it was like 90%, 10%, more like that, or like 70-30, and then there was one that was more even. But this album is pretty equal as far as the songwriting goes.
For sure. The first one we played, Money's Worth, that was 100% collaboration, where we were just hanging out. Nate and I lived together for a year. It was a fun year. We don't live together anymore, but we still play music. So.
The sake of the band survival.
The band did survive.
Oh, man.
Our patience, you know, not really, but.
We'll have those memories forever.
It was all worth it.
So you do have one album out. How can people get a hold of that one if they can't wait for later this year for your new one?
We got it available. You can listen to it for free online. You can buy it through our website, through Bandcamp, CD Baby, iTunes. We have albums down at Webster's, although I think we need to restock them currently. But they'll be there. You can also get them at Alley Cat Music.
All right. Two great locations, downtown State College.
That's right. Go check out thetommyrobertsmusic.com for all that good stuff.
Excellent. Got some else for us?
Hey, you want to do a Ladybug?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I love Ladybug. That's a fun song.
With the summer coming up, I think this one's appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
Hope you're feeling fine, 'cause you know your little smile is just too pretty to hide. Oh, little ladybug, oh, little ladybug, you know the weather sure is nice out today. I hope that means the ladybugs are out to play. Ladybug, you heard me a-talking to you. You make the whole damn world more beautiful, though you're smaller than my front left tooth. Oh, little ladybug, there, Miss Ladybug, a perfectly ripe strawberry in June. Just a-begging me to pick in the warm summer sun at noon.
Go on, pick up.
Thank you. crazy bug. I got no money, no house, and no car. But I wrote you this here song, you know, I'll give you my heart.
Yeah, thank you. So tell us if our listeners want to hear you live, besides, of course, here on the WPSU Folk Show, what are some upcoming gigs that you have? You mentioned one in New Jersey.
Well, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we will be at the Brookmere Winery in the Altoona area. We've got Wednesday night in Bellefonte at the Governor's Pub. And Nate, tell them about St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, we're playing at Otto's at 2 p.m., and then we're going to play at Gigi's from 7:15 to 9 p.m. And we also got a show coming up on March 26th. Traveling musician Jeremiah Tall is coming. Straight Miller is going to play there from the Huntingdon area. We're going to play. And also another local band, kind of acoustic punk band called Smole, they're going to play. So that's a good lineup. You want to check that one out.
Good people.
Sounds good. So you've, what, do we have a name for this new album?
No. Steven.
You got another one?
Yeah, you got another idea?
You're on fire.
I think that's one of the things that it just comes to you. And our drummer John said, why don't we take it easy on the ideas for the end product until the music comes together, because sometimes the music can drive the overall idea, and you can come with a title and artwork and whatnot. Because we were thinking, oh, let's make this big collage inside of the album with all pictures, and he says that sounds cool and all, but let's wait till the music. Let's let the music make it. And I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Sounds like a good plan.
John's a smart dude.
So when is your the Tommy Roberts are at its largest, how many people do you have?
Well, just a few weeks ago, we had our band debut at Elk Creek up in Milheim, and we had a great time there. Caroline Reese and the Drifting Fifth from Redding, Philly area, Berks County area, they warmed up. And, well, to answer your question, five of us, and it would be Nate and myself, Chuck on bass, John on drums, and Allie playing the fiddle, Allie Martin.
Oh, yeah, I've seen you play, I think, at the Hub once in Penn State.
She's a wonderful musician, and she's killing it on all fronts, man. She's playing some good rock and roll with us and some good stuff through the School of Music here at Penn State, too. So.
Great. Well, at some point we'll have to see if we can get her in with you and have the three of you, but I don't think we could fit more than three here in the studio.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear something else.
You want to do Hallelujah?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She packed up her things and she left it.
Diego. I never met a girl so rude. So now I'm spanning the globe looking for somebody who ain't got no bad attitude. She's good, I'm telling ya, from Philadelphia across the ocean to Paris, France. Now when I get home in bed, lay down my weary aching head, she don't break my balls for hanging with my friends. Now I'm singing hallelujah, baby's gone. She packed up her things and she left in the home. Hallelujah, baby's gone. She's gone, gone, gone. Steve, we're gonna break it down just a little bit now.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, I can't wait for that new album to come out.
Yes, neither can we.
It sounds fantastic stuff. We only got about 20 seconds. I have one last quick question for you. Why the Tommy Roberts? Why that name? Speaking
good
of
question,
names.
Man. Well, Nate came to me one day and he said, hey, how about the Tommy Roberts, man? Not no story behind it or anything, kind of like, well, you tell it, man.
I thought it was catchy and confusing, and that's exactly what you want in a band name.
All right, sounds great. Well, thanks so much for coming in. We've had Brian Cleary and Nate Kutschel from the Tommy Roberts. Check them out at thetommyrobertsmusic.com. You won't regret it. This is WPSU HD3 State College and WPSX HD3 Kane, not reach service of Penn State. Now here's the Jazz Stream.